Canadians may not be thrilled with the outcome of last week's federal election, but a new poll suggests few are angry that it produced an almost identical result to the 2019 nationwide vote. Just 10% of respondents to the Léger survey said they're happy with the outcome, which produced another Liberal minority government led by Justin Trudeau and only minor changes to the seat counts of all the parties. But another 24% said they're comfortable with the outcome, while 9% said they prefer a minority government in any event and 14% said they're indifferent. On the flip side, 6% said they're uncomfortable with it. Conservative leader Erin O'Toole has lambasted Trudeau for calling an unnecessary, $610 million election that changed nothing, all in the midst of a deadly fourth wave of the COVID-19 pandemic. However, the poll, conducted September 24 to 26, suggests Canadians are more sanguine about the result, possibly because they're lukewarm about O'Toole's leadership. The online survey of 1,537 Canadians cannot be assigned a margin of error because internet-based polls are not considered random samples. It suggests that O'Toole was less of an asset for his party than either Trudeau or NDP leader Jagmeet Singh. Just 23% of those who voted Conservative said they did so because of the leader. 49% said they voted for the party itself, while 28% said they voted for their local candidates. Among Liberal voters, 34% voted for the leader, 41% for the party itself and 25% for their local candidates. Among New Democrats, 38% voted for the leader, 38% for the party and 24% for their local candidates. Both O'Toole and Singh have faced some calls from within their own ranks to step down after their respective parties' disappointing finish. The Conservatives lost 2 seats, although they won slightly more of the popular vote than the Liberals, while the NDP gained 1 seat, remaining firmly stuck in fourth place. Among Conservative respondents, 49% said they want O'Toole to remain at the helm of the Conservative Party. But a majority said either that they want him to go, 22%, or didn't know, 29%, if he should stay or go. By contrast, 82% of NDP respondents said they want Jagmeet Singh to remain as leader of the New Democratic Party. Among Liberal supporters, 25% said the main reason they voted Liberal was to avoid a Conservative government. 23% said they thought Trudeau was the best leader to lead the country, and another 23% said they thought the party best represented their values. Among Conservative supporters, 39% said they voted primarily to get rid of the Liberal government, 21% backed the party they thought best represented their values, and just 14% chose the Conservatives because they thought O'Toole was the best leader. Among NDP respondents, 48% said they voted primarily for the party that best represented their values, just 14% because they thought Singh was the best leader for the country. In Quebec, 35% of Bloc Québécois supporters said they voted for the party they thought was best positioned to defend Quebec's interests. Another 14% said they wanted a strong opposition party in a minority government, while 11% voted because of leader Yves-François Blanquet. Just 7% of Bloc supporters said they backed the party because of a question posed by the moderator of the English language leaders debate, which Blanquet claimed suggested Quebecers are racist. Still, the poll suggests the Bloc did get a bump from the English debate. 30% of Bloc supporters said they made up their minds how to vote in the days following the debates, compared to just 15% or less for supporters of the other major parties. Overall, 49% of respondents said they made up their minds before the campaign even started, 18% in the opening 2 weeks, 9% over the final weekend and 8% on election day. Just 6% said the debates changed their minds about who to vote for. 55% said they didn't pay attention to them, while 39% said the debates confirmed their previous choice. Fully 83% said they ultimately voted according to their original choice. 17% said they switched parties over the course of the campaign. In the end, 73% said they voted primarily for the party they liked best. But 27% said they mainly voted strategically to stop another party. Among respondents who didn't vote, 29% said they were indifferent about the election, 24% said they didn't think their vote would change anything. Other reasons given for not voting were physically or mentally incapable, 13%, the polling location was too far away, 10%, wait times were too long, 9%, afraid to show up because of the pandemic, 9%, and didn't know where to go to vote, 6%.